It's spring, and farmers' markets are opening around the state. In Berlin, a city that's been through some tough economic changes, the farmers' market has been a bright spot of local food and community. Earlier this year, residents thought they might have lost that market to another town, but as NHPR's Corey Princel reports, a group in the city managed to find a solution.
For the past few summers, the farmers and vendors set up their tents and tables along Pleasant Street, a one-way street that runs along Berlin's dense, brick-lined downtown. Every Thursday from 3 until 7, Kathy Trumbull was a regular.
It was a great community place to come and get your vegetables, but you'd see everybody you haven't seen in ages, and you'd end up taking 2 hours sometimes just to pick up a bag of veggies.
The market was started 7 years ago by the Women's Rural Entrepreneurial Network, or WREN. In early April, WREN sent out a newsletter. Among other things, it announced that the market would no longer be held in Berlin, but in the nearby town of Gorham. Trumbull says that news was a surprise, and it hit hard in Berlin.
This is not really going over too well, the people that think that we've lost it.
The town of Gorham is only about 6 miles away from Berlin, a 15-minute drive, but it's got a very different feel. Berlin is a manufacturing city built along a river. A former paper mill towers over the many vacant spaces downtown. Gorham's downtown feels quieter, more spread out. I met WREN's executive director, Liz Penny, at the Gorham Town Common, where the farmers market will be held this summer.
So it'll be comfortable, it'll be attractive, it'll be visible. And like I said, there's a bandstand and a playground for children.
It's a large green park next to Gorham Town Hall. There's a baseball field, a train museum, and it's on a major route for tourists in the summer.
You know, it wasn't like a, like we said, let's go to Gorham. It was that our space in Berlin wasn't working for us anymore.
Pamela Flam is Berlin's community development director. She says the old mill city never built in any natural gathering spaces. Every week for the farmers market, police had to block off a city street.
They weren't in shady spaces or green spaces, and it made it really hard for those who would come out and be those vendors on a hot summer day in a 90-degree weather with no shade on hot pavement.
The Flam and Penny say they looked for other locations in Berlin, but every space had a different problem. Kathy Trumbull agrees. The Berlin market was like an oven on a hot summer day, and it did need to move. But not out of the city. She says these two northern towns are different, and Berlin has particular needs.
We have a lot of people that are low income. We have a lot of elderly people who don't drive, so it's hard for them to actually get rides to the stores. It was nice to see people walking to the farmers market, and a lot of them did that.
As Trumbull and others started talking, an idea began to form. Maybe they could hold on to their summer farmers market by starting a new one. Trumbull made a Facebook page. She pulled together a committee and then held the first meeting.
I told the whole committee, this is like the blind leading the blind because I have no idea what to do.
Trumbull is a realtor. She's had to learn about agricultural labels, licensure, insurance, monitoring, and she's had to find a location.
There's a park right here on the south end of this parking lot. You see where these people are
A couple
walking?
Of weeks ago, Trumbull drove past some of the venues that she and her group were considering.
This green right here would be another very lovely spot for a market. And I don't believe this was ever considered before either.
A few things are settled now. The Berlin Community Market will take place this summer, and the plan is to put it right on Main Street near some green space. Organizers say they can do this without closing the street, so traffic and downtown businesses won't be affected, and they might even benefit. That's an important consideration for the fragile local economy. In the North Country, weekends tend to be more about fishing and camping, so?
So it's going to be a Tuesday twilight market from 5 to 8 p.m.
And on Thursday evenings, the market that used to take place in Berlin will be in Gorham. Pamela Flam, the community development director, says it's tempting for two remote communities, each dealing with declining resources, to compete with each other. But a lot of the challenges they face are the same.
That municipal boundary line between the two of us is something that you just have to kind of be like, it's just a boundary line on paper. And you need to figure out the ways to get beyond that and work together because we're just at a place in time and history in which it's more important to figure out ways to work together instead of trying to figure out the ways in which, you know, you wouldn't.
In Gorham, the farmers market will start next week on June 8th. In Berlin, it will start a bit later, in early July. But by midsummer, residents here, who a few weeks ago feared they had lost their farmers market, will have not one market, but two. For NHPR News, I'm Corey Princel.